Good morning. Today we are continuing our discussion from yesterday where we discussed Ashkenazim who typically don't shave, don't take haircuts and shave the entire 3 weeks. Is there a basis when there's going to be a financial loss for purposes of one's livelihood, for one's job? Is there a basis to be lenient? And we brought the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is of the view that in a place of hefsed mamon, when there's going to be a financial loss, it's permitted even for an Ashkenazi to shave up until but not including Shavua Shechalbo, we are prohibited to shave, to take haircuts based on the Psak of the Gemara. We have no wiggle room or almost no wiggle room around that. But when it comes to a financial loss, it would be permitted during the 3 weeks. So our question today is there a basis to be lenient even if there's not a financial loss? So how about in the absence of a financial loss, is it permitted maybe up until the 9 days? So in fact, we're going to start in a related area based on a psak of the Orach HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham. So the Orach HaShulchan, and we saw this before, was explaining why Ashkenazim are strict when it comes to doing laundry the 9 days, but not the entire 3 weeks. And when it comes to shaving, when it comes to haircuts and shaving, we are strict for the entire 3 weeks. And he says that's because we shave, we take haircuts and shave a lot less often than we do our laundry. Accordingly, when it comes to laundry, 9 days is already a commitment. 9 days, we're already showing that we are refraining from laundry because of the avelus of the 9 days. But because we don't take haircuts that often, in order to show, in order to be seen as acting as an avel, that indeed we have a growth, our hair is growing out, accordingly we have to do that for an entire 3 weeks. So we have a longer period so that we are evidencing that we are keeping the halachas of mourning. So that's why that's the distinction between kivutz, which is only the 9 days, and tisporet, cutting of our hair, which is the entire 3 weeks. So based on that, it would seem that based on that Orach HaShulchan, in places and times that we take haircuts, shave more regularly, maybe we can cut down on that 3 week period. And the Magen Avraham, he's not exactly on that point, but he is explaining why we can be lenient to do kivus, we can do laundry under certain circumstances, the kavod Shabbos, for Shabbos itself, but not tisporet, but we can't take haircuts, the kavod Shabbos. And he explains as follows: v'nirli hatam debelavahachi ein regilin nesaper kol bechol shavu. He says because we don't typically take haircuts every week in any case, accordingly we cannot be lenient and take a haircut l'kavod Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham seems to also be saying along the similar lines that maybe these things depend on what are we ragil to do. If we're ragil to accordingly take haircuts more often, or at least to shave more often, maybe we can cut down the time from the 3 weeks, because it's going to be seen when we refrain from shaving. If we refrain for a longer period than we typically do in shaving, then it's going to be seen that we're keeping the Avelu. So based on the Orach HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham, the Sha'arin Mitzuyanim Bahalacha says as follows: the Za'ar Hazakan Hanahug Ke'es Legalcha B'choyom. Nowadays, that people shave every day, or at a minimum every 2 or 3 days, based on the Magen Avraham, it's Muta L'Kavod Shabbos K'mal Kivus. We would be permitted L'Kavod Shabbos, just like doing laundry, it would be permitted to shave as well L'Kavod Shabbos during the 3 week period. Migam Yehe Nikar B'Tisha Yamim Tzich Tzmicha Sa'ar, based on the Orach HaShulchan, because we shave every day, every 2 days, every 3 days, certainly in the 9 days, if we refrain from shaving for the 9 day period, it's going to be seen by all that we are indeed refraining from shaving. So accordingly, the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim B'Halacha brings, based on the Magen Avraham, a heter to shave L'Kavod Shabbos, not during the 9 days, based on the Magen Avraham, and based on the Orach HaShulchan, to shave during the 3 weeks up until the 9 days, even if there wouldn't be a financial loss. Now, he does go on to say as follows. He brings a Chsam Sofer and Noda Bihuda. They're talking about related issues. We won't go into the details. And based on that, the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim B'Halacha says that according to, based on those Piskei Halacha, nowadays that people shave every day or every 2 or 3 days, and people shave during the 3 week period, and there are those that shave all the way up until the 9 days, and then those who shave even up to Shavua Shachalba. Shavua Shachalba is Asr Medina the Gemara. We don't have wiggle room on that because it's difficult for them for purposes of work when they are working with people who are dignified for them to refrain from shaving that entire 3 week period, because we have a quasi source in the Chasam Sofer and the Nabi Huda. He says sheyesh lahakel, that we indeed can be lenient for such people who regularly shave, as long as they refrain from shaving during the 9 days and in a minimum shavua shachalba. So the first svara of the Shir Mitzvah in Ba'alacha was that it would be permitted to somebody who regularly shaves. He would be permitted to shave up until the 9 days, because 9 days certainly it'll be viewed. It'll be viewable that he is refraining from shaving. And based on the second svara, for purposes of work, he says that we could even be lenient up until Shavua Shachalba. But I just do want to mention that the Shevet Alevi and others may not indeed embrace that view. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Wozner, says, Minhag Shalanu, Digam Serot HaSakan, Nar Minhag, even for purposes of shaving, even for those who shave every day, we still refrain from shaving during the entire 3 week period. If you have a meeting with a dignitary, somebody in the government, you're going to meet the President of the United States, whatever dignitary it would be. Yesh la'asot she'elas chacham, we need to ask a shayla of the Rav, because he says that indeed he saw people who were being makel shaving during the 3 weeks based on the svara, that because people shave regularly, then they can be lenient up until the 9 days. Or he doesn't get into maybe up until the Shavua Shachalba. But regardless, he says, to me, Tzarech Iyun, I feel, says the Shevet Alevi, that that is incorrect. We have to be strict about the entire 3 week period, unless we have a really unusual circumstance, and ask a Rav and get a bona fide heter. Have a wonderful day.